You are listening to the Beaten Path Media Podcast, online at beatenpathmedia.com. To get involved with the show, email us at beatenpathproductions@gmail.com.
This is the Beaten Path Media Podcast. We're here to bring you lots of good news and tunes. We're going to talk about stuff. This is the Beaten Path Media Podcast. This is the Beaten Path Media Podcast. We're here to bring you lots of good news and tunes. We're going to talk about stuff. This is the Beaten Path Media Podcast.
Hello.
Wow. I made that 30 seconds ago.
It's our new intro. We hope you enjoy it. I love it.
Good news and tunes.
Good news and tunes. That is what we're here to bring you. Not really the tunes part of it so much, but good news. We always like to bring you the good news.
We're always the bearer of good news.
And occasionally tunes.
Yeah, like that one right there.
So today, so I'm also sorry this was a little bit delayed. You know, we have jobs and lives and kind of got in the way, but we're excited to be here now doing this. Austin's chewing gum. I just thought you should know that. He's chewing gum into the microphone. Oh, down the hatch. Down the hatch it
It'll
goes.
Be in my digestive system for seven years.
Enjoy that 7 years, gum. No. Who's got the last laugh now?
Is this going to stick to my other food and then just go out with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the 7 years thing's a myth. Anyways, yeah, so we're sorry, but we're here now, and we have something a little different to talk about today. We're kind of stepping away from the technical blah blah boring garbage that we usually talk about, and today we're going to talk about something that is very important if you are in this industry, and that is
persistence
and perseverance.
And perseverance, lots of p words
today, because I think it's important to talk about, because if you're going to be in this field, you're going to hear no more than you're going to hear yes.
Yep.
By an overwhelming
what have we amount. Done this last couple these last couple weeks? How many times have we heard no? Let's tell a couple stories. We have a couple no stories.
Yeah, a couple good no stories. Well, one really good no story.
One that I'm really passionate about.
I'm going to let you start with that one. I'm not sure where you're going with
this. I commented on their Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say any names. But there's this guy that we offered to make a video for. And he's like, oh, wow, interesting. I love the idea. Let me hear more. And then I started telling him more, and he's like, very interested, just busy. I was like, okay, well, let me know when you have a date that you want to do something. And then we find out not too long ago after that, he has some video made by some other dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't even say no to us. He just got our ideas like, oh, that's brilliant. Now let me just go bring that to someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the wrong way.
He's a guy that's running for a position.
Yeah, that's all we're going to say.
If
he's listening, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
He's probably not listening.
So I went on his Facebook for the video, and I was like, interesting idea to make a video.
You know, stuff like that happens, and that's a great way to start this conversation, though. You can never... A similar thing happened with the restaurant that I was going to do in Chehalis, where last Christmas they said they were interested, and so I asked in January, like they told me to ask in January, and sure thing. Oh, we got our photographer working on a video, but thank you. That happens all the time, and that's just part of being persistent, is just taking your lumps, and you can't get down. You can't get overly down or stressed out on one no, because you're going to get so many of them, you'd be dead within a week.
Yeah, you got to be okay with having your ratio being a little unbalanced.
Right, right. Yeah, and then I actually went down to Portland recently to meet with a fairly large pizza chain that's based out of Portland, and the meeting went great. I thought I would drove all the way to Portland for a 10-minute coffee meeting.
Yeah.
Portland's about what, an hour and a half, two hours with traffic from where we live. And yeah, I had the meeting with him and it went really well. And it was my understanding that I was to submit a bid, which will be up against two other companies, much larger, much more established companies, mind you. But I felt good about it. And he said, you know, today, he said this last Monday, today I'll send you an outline. That'll happen today. It's been a week and a half. And at this point, I don't think anything's coming. So I think that lays that to rest. But again, you take the no, you laugh about it, and you move on to the next.
And he asks someone else. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's a good way to start into this conversation, is just you're going to get told no a lot. By a lot, and a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Most people just won't respond, especially if you're communicating via email or phone call. They'll never call you back. They'll never respond to the email. Some people will you'll get a generic reply sometimes. Hey, thanks, we'll keep you in mind for future projects, which is great. I think that's the way it should be handled. And then some places will just give you like a no thanks.
And then they'll make fun of your name too.
Yeah. I had a place in Olympia I was emailing. Sent this really long, really, you know, professional email. I didn't sound too scammy, like sometimes your cold emails can sound. And the response I got literally was no thanks. That was it. That was the entire email. No thanks. So, you know, you just take that and deal with it, you know, as it comes.
Yeah. Try not to cry yourself to sleep too many nights.
Not yeah. That. Well, I mean, at first I struggled with that a lot. Just the consistent knowing.
Yeah.
Like it gets you down.
But once you get that one yes, then like you forget about all the no's.
Yeah, and your confidence level gets better each time.
Right now we're in like a slow spot, but we just got done shooting the video for the station. And I'm sure once we get that out there, then we'll be...
We're about to wrap the video for Lucky Number 3 still. Mm-hmm. We made that other video for Lucky Number 3.
Did you post that, by the way? I saw that you posted something about that.
I reposted that other video that I made. Like, remember how I told you I was doing like that short little like when
getting
Josh
to know the artist.
Yeah, thing. I reposted that because I re-edited it and stuff, and they're pretty excited about that. So that's good. That's on a reel. We'll have another the full length Lucky Number 3 video will be up there. We're talking to Calypso right now. Mm. You know, so we have stuff going on, but none of this stuff would have happened if we would have just thrown in the towel 6 months ago. Once we decided it was too hard and we got too many no's, which we could have easily done. Just saying. Could have easily done that.
Yeah.
Quick note, we're not going to do the Beaten Path Media Reads the News segment, probably, because I thought it was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have any good ideas for segments, beatenpathproductions@gmail.com.
We need to start calling people.
Yeah, we want to have guests.
Why
really
don't we
bad.
Just call someone right now, just a random person?
No.
Just call a random number, like, hey.
Hey, you're on the podcast right now. You? What do you know about perseverance? We should have gotten a guest
today.
What
if it's like some super wise, like World War II veteran that's like on his deathbed and he's like, I'll tell you a thing or two.
When I was in the trenches in Germany,
Perseverance
was thy number one priority.
What would be the chances?
We should have booked a guest. This is our fault.
Next time.
We'll have a guest next time to talk about perseverance.
Yeah.
So whatever we're talking about next time, we'll probably have a guest to talk about this. We should have had a guest. That was a big boneheaded move on our part.
Yeah. We're going to make that one person that schemed us a guest that got someone else to make a video for him after.
Yeah, we were going to use them as a guest.
Yeah.
Because we thought by now we'd have a video done for them,
yeah,
which we could have. And you know what the most frustrating part is about that to me is that the video isn't bad.
That's true.
Let me expand on that. It's not bad, but it's not great.
Yeah.
We could have done better. Mm. But it's not bad, and that makes me mad because I want it to be horrible, and I want it to be like the audio to be unlistenable, and I want the footage to look like it was shot through a hole in a trash can. But it doesn't. It looks good and it sounds good. It's okay.
That's another thing. You're not just going to get no's. You're going to see a lot of people that are better than you too, or not necessarily better than you, but that are getting work done
and getting
videos out
that
there.
That is incredibly frustrating. You see people and you think, I could do that. I could do that. Mm-hmm. And they're getting the work, and why are we sitting here not getting the work?
Yeah. That's what it takes. It just takes doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Once you just build up a big enough wheel, then people start to look at you with more respect and be like, whoa, they have lots of things done.
Yeah, exactly.
It just takes time to get those things done. And I don't think a lot of people realize that it takes time.
It definitely takes time.
Yeah.
Definitely takes time.
Because how long have we been doing this?
We've been doing this, well, to back up, I founded Real Deal Productions in 2012. That lasted for about 2 years, so maybe till about mid-2014. We started pretty much right then with Beaten Path Productions, and we've been over a year now.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like longer in a way.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know what? We could have easily given up 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And
when nothing was happening.
Yeah. We could have easily. But think about if every great artist would have given up when times were hard, there would be no great artists or great creators or anything. If everybody's just going to give up because they have a sob story and things aren't going their way, nobody ever is going to get where they want to get. This is a lesson to the younger generation, man.
Yes, you kids.
Keep pushing because seriously, you never know what you're missing out on the second you stop trying to do what you love. That's what keeps me going. Because there's days.
Yeah.
Man, there's days when I wake up and I just think, man, is this worth it? Like, is this
is life worth just, living?
Is this? It's just so it's stressful. Everyone's saying no. We're not getting any clients.
Yeah.
But my I don't want to say reason gets the better of me because reason tells me to not do this anymore. You know, but my heart gets the better of me in the end of the day and says, yeah. "No, it's worth it. This is what you love."
That's what sets the great people apart is that how bad you want it. It's not necessarily always like who has the better talent, but if you want it, like if you just keep trying, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to expect to fail in really any creative industry. Failure is to be expected and it is going to happen. Then that's just the truth.
It's like that in the music industry too. Like everyone, any arts, creative
industry, you have to go into it expecting to fail. Or sports too, I think. If there's any athletes listening, expect to fail. You have to expect to fail in any of these fields because nobody just makes their first film at 19 and then just do critical hit after critical hit until they're 80 and then they retire and my career was a huge success. Everybody has roadblocks. Mm-hmm. Everybody has roadblocks. And too often, and the way society works today, I think, is that the second we're such an instant gratification society nowadays that the second somebody hits adversity, it's so easy for them to just move on to something else. They pick something up and they put it down, you know, and you can't do that because things aren't going to work out the way you want them to if you do that.
Nope.
Think about with all the work we have now, 6 months ago, if we would have given up, we wouldn't be doing any of this right now.
I know. Yeah.
I'd be just doing my day job and just wondering what was out there for me. And I'm still doing the day job, but
yeah,
I'm not wondering what's out there for me because I know what's out there for me and we're building towards it every day and we're getting more work now than we ever have.
We have seen a huge jump in,
and that's a testament to our hard work and our credibility. I think we're becoming more credible too. The more meetings we have, the more storyboard sessions and story sessions we map out, like we're getting more credible. We're getting a reputation.
And it's good practice having those meetings too with people.
Yeah. And I know too, like I am still as confident as ever that if I get a meeting, chances are if we can get a meeting with somebody, we're going to lock them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still confident in that. And I 100% confident that if we get them locked down, they're going to like what we have to show them.
Yeah.
Because in all my years and all of our years doing this together, nobody's ever been disappointed with something we've made for them.
Yeah. No one.
And I'm proud of that. Mm-hmm. And I think we can keep that going. Eventually, you know, you'll hit that stumble in the road and then somebody's just not going to mesh with somebody, but so far so good.
Yeah. We've been lucky too. We've worked with really nice people.
We've worked with some great people in this area, which is
quality
has been fun.
People.
We can keep that going would be great. Hey, I wanted to talk about the new Star Wars trailer for a second.
Ooh.
What'd you think?
It was really, I don't know. I think they could have done anything and I just would have been like on the end of my chair, just dying.
I will say this, as I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt today, I should preface that by saying I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan that you'll meet.
Yeah.
I'm critical of the franchise. I think there's two good Star Wars movies out of the six. I think that 4 and 5 are the two good Star Wars movies. I think 1 through 3 is garbage. I think 6 is pretty cheesy. And I will say, when I saw the trailer, this is going to be the best Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is going to be by far the best Star Wars movie, maybe just because George Lucas isn't involved. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. George Lucas was not a good... Yeah. He was a good creative mind, but he was not a good filmmaker for any of those Star Wars movies. In fact, he was heavily involved in 1 through 3 and then the re-release of 4 through 6, and everybody's super critical of the re-release of 4 through 6 because of the things he changed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just watching that trailer... I think it's going to be the best Star Wars movie.
It'll be good.
I'm jazzed.
Because like when I first started watching Star Wars, I was like a little kid. So like, of course, like I saw 1, 2, and 3 growing up and I saw the older ones, but I was just kind of like, lightsaber fights, this is awesome, cool things. I wasn't really criticizing the film aspect of it, but I watched The Phantom Menace yesterday and I didn't like it.
I will say this. The Phantom Menace, I think, is one of the worst movies of all time.
It was
freaking horrible.
Jar Jar Binks, like all the stupid stuff he says, and it's so cheesy. Like, I was just, the acting. And even like episode 2, I watched episode 2 the same night, and it was a little bit better, but it was so cheesy. Like, Anakin, like the chemistry between Anakin and Padme was so awful. Like, they're sitting on the edge, and he's sitting there, and he's like, I don't like sand. She's like, you don't? And she's like, no. It's coarse and it gets everywhere, but not like you. You're everything smooth and soft. And then he puts his like hand like barely on her back. I was like, what is this? This is awful.
What are you talking about? That's the kind of things I said to my wife.
Like, I love Star Wars, and now I'm watching this with like
fresh eyes. Yeah, as an fresh adult. Eyes.
I'm not like a kid just being like, when they're gonna fight.
To their credit, they did get better as the 1 through 3 progressed.
Yeah, because 3 was pretty good.
3's okay. Yeah.
3, like in comparison to 1 and 2. Yeah. 3 was pretty cool because it was all tied together. It was there was lots of good suspense in that.
I think that having J.J. Abrams working on it is a big plus, because I think his work is great, and he's able to kind of bring that like nostalgic Spielberg-esque feel. If you saw Super 8, he did that in that, and the first Star Trek movie I thought was pretty good. You know, coming into it as not a Star Trek guy in the first Star Trek film, I thought it was fine. I know some Star Trek people were rubbed the wrong way by it, because Abrams admitted he didn't watch Star Trek and then he directed the film. But anyways, I digress. I think having him working on it is going to be the biggest thing it has going for it. And they're using practical effects again, which is awesome. I saw kind of like a behind the scenes featurette about it where they're going back to, I mean, they're still using a lot of green screen, but they're going back to less computer generated, more practical for the effects. And I think that's going to show on screen too, because that's part of my problem with 1 through 3 is that a lot of the effects look so bad. Like the effects from 4 through 6 look better than the effects from 1 through 3. And it's because they're mostly practical effects in 4 through 6. So for them to get back to that too, I think is
like
awesome.
At the end of episode 1, where they're having like the big droid battle and all the ships are going by, it looks like I'm like watching, like for like there's shots where I'm watching a cartoon. Like, there's nothing real about the shot. The background is all fake. The ships are all fake. All the droids are all fake. And, like, I don't know. It's hard to watch sometimes.
I still think the most difficult thing for me to buy into, besides Jar Jar in episode 1, is that thing they put in their noses that allows them to breathe underwater.
Yeah.
What is that? How does that work? I don't, even as a kid, I questioned that. What technology is this? I remember when they're diving out of the submarine, I'm like, I have questions. How can they breathe underwater now? They just plug their nose.
There's just like a little teeny thing of like oxygen, like this little teeny tablet of oxygen. It just
lasts
for hours.
You better get what you need to get. Oh, man. Anyways, perseverance.
Yeah.
You know, I bet if George Lucas didn't persevere, he probably never would have made Star Wars.
True. But if he would have like given up, this is stupid.
Yeah, if he would have given up after American Graffiti, there would have been no Star Wars. Think about that.
Yeah.
Not that American Graffiti was poor. Wasn't great. Hey, if you guys
10 out of 10.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk about the Star Wars trailer, send us an email.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
We're gonna keep asking you to send emails until we get an
email.
And
if there's any movies you want us to talk about and give like rate it or give our input on it, let us know if there's any movies that.
Yeah, seriously, any movies, we'll watch them.
You like talking about it.
We'll talk about them. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't ever. It always switches. But I will
say right now, what's your favorite movie right now?
I don't know. I have a couple favorite movies. My first one has been Her for a while, just because it takes something so weird and extreme. Like, I remember seeing the like trailers, like guy falls in love with his phone. That's so retarded. But then after watching it, I was like, I could fall in love with my phone. So I like that movie. And I just watched Love and Mercy. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen that.
It's about the Beach Boys.
Oh, nice.
The Beach Boys.
Nice.
It has John Cusack in it.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
He has like the guy in the Beach Boys has like schizophrenia or like some form of it. I don't know if it was technically that, but they did a really good job at like,
nice.
I felt like I was a schizophrenic while I was watching it. It was freaking me out.
That's like, cool.
It was creepy. It was good. It was very well portrayed. And they showed like all the little, like while they're in the studio recording the songs. And then I listened to the Beach Boys songs after that, cause I was kind of interested, and they like showed them recording like certain specific parts because he like wanted a certain thing to sound away. So he's like talking to all the instruments and like all the people doing it and like asking them specific ways to play them and like coming up with new ideas. Like he would take little teeny hair clips and stick them on the like strings of the piano. And like when you listen to the Beach Boys album, you can hear that. So they did like a really good job of like,
that's cool,
knowing what they put into the songs.
That's awesome. I'll try to check that out.
It's pretty good.
Her is something. That movie's great.
It's what? Like, the whole script of Her is like a poem. The whole script is a poem. That's one reason why I like it. It's just so...
I saw Her twice in theaters. And I
really?
On a Blu-ray, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you liked it that much.
Yeah, I love that movie. I think that I'm a big Spike Jonze fan to begin with. I think Where the Wild Things Are is one of the most underrated movies of the decade. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great movie. And so seeing that from him was really, really awesome. And I think the thing that really I like about that movie is just how it really has a lot to say about man's relationship with man and man's relationship with technology, mm-hmm. which is interesting. And I think it was a necessary time for that movie to be made is now when, you know,
yeah.
we're more looking at our phones more than we're looking at our spouses a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a nice message that, you know, while technology may be great, it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. And the people are going to be there long after the technology. Yeah. And I appreciate
like at
that.
The end where the operating system resets and yeah. he's like all freaking out. He doesn't have his phone.
Yeah, I appreciate that about that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. What other movie? I like The Royal Tenenbaums a lot. That's one of my favorite movies. I haven't seen that. Oh. I'm a big Wes Anderson guy, and so that movie, every time I watch it, there's something new I find that I like about it. He's able to create atmosphere and like and mood that is mm-hmm. just unmatched with the budgets that he has to work with. And he's getting bigger budgets now. I know Grand Budapest was a pretty major production, mm-hmm. but back when he was doing you know, movies like The Royal Tenenbaums and like Bottle Rocket and stuff like that, I mean, his vision is so clear about what he wants. I mean, to watch him work on set, like if you watch any of the behind the scenes, he's meticulous and it shows. I mean, he has control. And I think what I love about Wes Anderson so much, and especially The Royal Tenenbaums, is he has control over every frame and every piece of information in that frame, in that whole movie. From the first shot to the last shot, it's his. Mm-hmm. And I love that about when an artist, a filmmaker, can completely create. When you watch a Wes Anderson movie, there's no question that it's a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I think that's something that you could really see like in the 60s through the 80s. And it kind of got lost for a while. And now that's kind of coming back into style. Spike Jones is the same way. When you watch a Spike Jones movie, you're watching a Spike Jones movie. And I appreciate filmmakers who can do that. So yeah, I have a lot of favorite movies, though. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was the movie that made me want to make movies, so I think that, by default, might have to be my favorite movie. That's still, I think, one of the best movies ever made.
What's the last movie you watched?
The last movie I watched? That's a really hard question. What was the last movie? It was probably some Disney movie with my daughter, which is fine. I love Disney. You know me, I have a Mickey Mouse tattoo, and I think Disney's, for the long time, has been the studio producing the most quality films over any other studio. I think if you look at their track record, it speaks for themselves. The thing I appreciate about Disney movies, though, too, is that they don't just make movies for kids. Mm-hmm. They make movies that kids like, but that their parents can love as well. And I think that's awesome. But it was probably Mulan, I think, was probably the last movie I watched. What about you?
I think it was that Love and Mercy movie. I saw that just a couple days ago. Oh, no, it was Phantom Menace. I watched Phantom Menace last night.
Nice. Yeah. I need to get back to watching more movies. I watched Raw last night. I don't know if that counts as a movie.
I'm starting to go through Video Game High School again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Video Game High School is great.
I just love it. I love seeing the progression of like... They go from like a small, super small budget. They have three seasons. By season three, it's just like... Just to see like the progress that they've made in their filmmaking is just amazing.
Yeah, it's great to see. And that's another great example of perseverance to kind of bring it back. Is that, you know, the Rocket Jump guys have been creating things...
Forever.
Since way before Video Game High School even existed. And they were doing things on a shoestring budget with nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting on top of the internet world right now.
And what's crazy about Video Game guys like that, like Video Game High School comes out and then people notice it. And they're like, where'd these guys come from? Just like they just think it's some instant success. Like they just pop out Video Game High School. But if you look on their YouTube channel, they've been making videos like 8 years before that.
Yeah.
Like, they've been making videos since, like, making videos and putting them on YouTube was a thing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
There's that whole generation right now of people who just never gave up, and now their meal ticket is that they make videos. Mm-hmm. Look at the Epic Mealtime guys, which I know they just had their last episode, but that's what they do. Mm-hmm. Or look at Smosh Brothers. And they're from the inception of YouTube.
Yeah.
And they're... You know,
now they have some movie on Netflix. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, they have a movie on Netflix now. So that's just an example.
And I think it's like you can buy it on DVD. Like, I think I saw it at Walmart.
So it's just an example that if they would have given up when their videos were getting 300 views, mm-hmm. you know, it just takes that one person to share it. Mm-hmm. Or that one person, in our case, that one client to recommend that to us to another client. And that's it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And it can happen that fast. And that's it, you know, just stick with it. If you're out there and you're listening to this and you're thinking about giving up chasing your dreams.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Thank you, Shia. Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about, you know, stopping chasing your dreams, all I can tell you is please don't.
Don't do it.
Because the best is yet to come. If you just stick through it, you'll see the results. And I believe that's all we have for today. So we will talk to you guys
media podcast. We're here to bring you a little bit later. This is the Bean Pack Media Podcast. We're here to bring you lots of good news and tunes. We're glad to talk about stuff. This is the Bean Pack Media Podcast.